Bonus episode, Thursday Night Football. Just felt weird that we haven't really done a betting episode this year, so I just wanted to, you know, we're here. We just did the first four-week review, and we got kind of a fun, in a shitty way, fun Thursday Night matchup here. Chicago Commanders. What do you got, Beaver? I know you got some thoughts on this game.
Well, I didn't know that it was supposed to be geared towards betting because I geared it heavy towards single gamers, my one true passion, which
that's okay.
Is
you,
DFS.
You give me your thoughts,
it's
and then I'll
one game
we'll
DFS.
We'll get some SGPs going here just to get the juices flowing.
We have to. Yeah. We got to hit those bonuses. Okay, I'll do the lay of the land. So I do this shit every Monday, Thursday, twice on Sunday when we're going across the pond, which I love. Single gamers are my jam, and hopefully we're gonna do a lot more of this and get much deeper into the strat and the game theory side of things on another show. But what's so epic about this being our first single game preview is that I have patented a single game strat. It's called the Beaver Build, and this game is screaming for the Beaver Build. We, along with many others in the fantasy community, pioneered this build back in the golden year of 2019, with Jameis Winston as our
great
ambassador.
Year. Great year.
Or whatever year it was, the 30-30 year, when we talked about him on every episode.
Yeah.
And that build, my friends, is the QB defense stack, where the pick six is king. Think about it.
Yep.
There's roughly a 50% chance that every turnover happens in a team's own territory, resulting in scoring position for the other team, which leads to the game script that is so vital to just about any QB's expectation in a given outing. So now think about a pick six. Just to really make it move, let's say it was on the opening drive. Your QB sacrificed one fantasy point, which your defense gained two. So it was still a net gain of 1 point on that occurrence. Now the other team is up six, gets the ball back at half, and the team that threw its sense of urgency suddenly feels like it's going through the roof. Okay? And the best part is your stack has the ball back and no time's been lost. So any other situation that provides a positive game script for your QB stack is going to cost it valuable time besides this one. Mm. And yes, I did say stack. You want to fully lay into this if you're going to do it. You want at least a double, which is two pass catchers to go with the QB. And my favorite way to do it is to pair the running back with his defense. Then just fill up the remaining spots with whatever stack fits on the other side. You would be shocked at how much this plays out optimal, especially in smaller fields. But do realize that this approach has more to do with the field's unwillingness to build it than it does how often it's optimal.
I gotcha.
And a sack fumble TDs also work. They're actually even better. And these teams are wildly susceptible
to Fields
that
wants
as well.
To do it.
I mean,
he wants to give the ball away badly.
Howell has taken 24 sacks. That's the most in the league. Fields has taken 17. That's the third most. Five interceptions apiece, Bun, tied for the third most behind Jimmy G, who's the all-time worst, and Dan Jones, who's probably playing worse than just about anybody right now. So this is a full-blown feeding frenzy. Washington is sixth in sacks, and Chicago is second in sacks allowed. So clearly, my advice to you is to unveil the QB defense, the Beaver Build, on this game because it was handcrafted by God for it.
You're just so sick because I said, let's do a bonus episode with SGPs, and you must have just, your mind went right to single game.
It did.
DFS.
I threw it right out. You were trying to bait me into talking betting, and you just can't get me off my passion,
no, this is
Josh.
Better.
There's going to be like three people out there that
this
really
is
appreciated
better
that.
Because we can give them both a little bit of both.
Yes, we can.
So you're basically saying you're going to play, you won't definitely play this, but at least you're kind of starting with the idea.
Oh, no, I'll definitely play it.
So,
I play
Fields,
a variation of this every single game,
so
even
Fields,
if it doesn't make sense.
Commanders,
that's how little the Fields
and
playing.
Then like, oh, Commanders. Fields, Commanders, Brian Robinson, maybe like a Commanders receiver.
No. Just at the most, just Brian Robinson with Commanders. And you would want Brian Robinson, not Gibby.
So then like DJ Moore or Mooney or someone like that to go with Fields?
Right. So it's B-Rob. You know, we're not supposed to like build full lineups or anything. So in FanDuel, this is pretty much going to be a full lineup, but it's B-Rob Denver. B-Rob Washington D, Fields and whatever the fuck two receivers fit with Fields that are on the Bears. And I don't care how much price, how much
maybe Komet
salary's left on the table. You just make it happen.
Maybe Roschon Johnson can get find the end zone on this.
Yeah, and that would be FanDuel where there's only five spots. And of course, on DK, you've got the extra spot. You can take it to a triple, or you can add, I suppose, a cheap piece to the defense side and make it a 3v3, but that's really not the point. The point is, the ceiling outcome is you do get that defensive touchdown and you get, like, minor time of possession on that side, and then you get major time of possession for your stack. And of course the game script that goes right along with it is what we're after here.
Right.
So the bigger the stack, the better, in my opinion.
Wild matchup.
And you can absolutely do it with only the defense. It could literally be the defense and then the passing attack from the other team. That's reserved for true sickos, but I'm just saying it's still
in
play.
Actually, I'm kind of glad you did that because this would be a better one to play DFS for or at the very least, if you are a better, I would not go very, no matter what your lean is, I would not go very heavy on this game. Just betting on sloppy teams in general. Yeah. This is one of the rules for betting on football is like,
glad you brought this up.
You don't go heavy on like sloppy game environments because this game could just go nothing would be surprising in this game. I would kind of lean Chicago plus six just because.
Josh, I love that note by you. I love that note. That has got to be a golden rule. We got to write that in Sharpie on the
it's
wall.
It's especially true for college.
You just can't
college.
Do it. It's not a good
It's especially
proposition.
True for college.
It's not I mean, a winning
there's
play.
There's only a few teams in the NFL that qualify, but for like college, like people like to bet on the smaller school stuff, which can be fine, but some like you don't go into the weeds too far because shit gets weird, with some of the like, there's a breaking point, and you don't want to go too far in this game.
It's like Sunday night. It's
anyone
like,
who's too so confident in how this game's gonna go, do not listen to them. I mean, make a bet if you want to make a bet. You know, be a degenerate, but don't be putting a full, like 3 units or whatever you guys do on this game because, I mean, anything can happen. I'm kind of just picturing like Washington's fans, like, oh, just kind of sitting there, like, are we really gonna lose to freaking Chicago? I think Washington will win, but I could see the Bears at least covering this spread. It kind of, really not the best game for player props. I'll continue to say I'm going to bet Jahan. Well, he did get a touchdown last week. Jahan Dotson did. So that kind of hurts. I wanted to be there for his first
That'd be my pick.
Touchdown. I'm going to stay in the flames that just got sparked with him. It's kind of crazy that he's plus 210 for any time touchdown, and Gibby's plus 220. I mean, come on.
Is that right?
Gibby's not even... He's not even sniffing the end zone.
Gibby should be like, the true number on that's like got to be 5 or 6 to 1.
Yeah, I mean that. Well,
but
the thing
Dotson
is,
at 2 to 1 seems fair in comparison to like some of the other anytime numbers. Not that any of them are anywhere near fair.
Yeah, that's the thing. The anytime touchdown, like Brian Robinson minus, like just thinking about
They're all so bad.
They're so bad. Brian
what is Brian Robinson? He's
minus 165.
You are bad if you and he's probably gonna score like that's probably not even like a bad bet.
I guess
does
Chicago.
Not sound fun.
No, and that
God bless your soul.
You might as well just put
that
in a disgusting same game parlay, and that's what I'm trying to build here. So let's just say Commanders they'll keep their pass funnel. Let's just put one together real quick for fun, just so the pot, just for just so we can look back.
Yes.
I'm saying Fields overpassing, which sucks because this number's pushed up a little bit by what he just did. I think it's 189.5, which is higher than it has been, which is unfortunate. But we're saying that I don't even think like straight up he's going to hit this number. But for parlay sakes, let's just say he goes over. You know, it's the pass funnel. Hopefully they're not dumb enough to keep trying to run the ball in Washington. So Fields over that. Thoughts an anytime touchdown because I'm betting it every week. First half winner, end of regulation winner, the bet that I always lose, where you try to bet the exact, like, who's going to be winning at halftime and then who wins at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I'm saying tie.
Oh, it's a fun one.
I'm saying tie.
Love it.
Tie at halftime.
Love it.
6-6 at halftime. Okay, that ain't no guess. That's
it's
what it's going to be.
100% going to be 6-6.
6-6
either
at halftime.
Or 3-3.
Commanders win. Bears plus 6. That's what I have in there right now. It's plus 17,000.
Oh, let's go. Okay. And that's a great hedge off all the overs that you're inevitably going to jam here.
So $5 wins $8.55.
That are so bad.
$5 wins $8.55. Before I plug this in, though, what do you think about, should I just make it Terry as the anytime touchdown? Should we go Gibby? Should we be sick and go Gibby? Sam Howell rushing in.
Oh, so you're going 3-3 at half plus the anytime touchdown in the same parlay.
Yeah, so I have Fields over 189.
Okay, so that's
and a half.
What's giving you the astronomical odds, because you can only hit it in the second half. So theoretically, your odds on that anytime should be doubled.
Well, the tie doesn't have to be exact. I'm just saying it's going to be tied at half.
Oh, you're just like saying that. I gotcha. So you're not betting that it's an actual tie.
Listen, you scroll down on FanDuel, right. And the bet is first half winner / end of regulation winner. And right. Then the options are like Commanders and the Bears win, the Bears winning at halftime, then the Commanders win. Or you can pick it's going to be tied at halftime. And I'm picking tied at halftime, end of game, Commanders win.
Oh, so you didn't specify the 6-6.
No, that's just my guess.
Insanely sick, which
I wish I
thinking
could.
About it, that would be like 100,000 to one. But no, I'm with you there. I love
right.
it.
So then I was just going to plug in an anytime touchdown, which I just like thoughts.
Really giving the people a $1 million one here.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting rich on this one. What'd you say it was, 27 to one?
No, I mean... What? It's plus 17,000. So what is that?
17 to 1?
171 to 1.
Oh, yeah.
$5 to win, 855.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's reasonable.
If I put Dot,
that's
Jahan,
where we want to be.
Who's scoring the touchdown? Jahan Dotson, Gibby, Sam Howell running it in, Curtis Samuel. Samuel, I feel like, is the kind of run. Should I just stay with Dotson?
Let's stay with Dotson. Okay. I mean, $5 to make a mortgage payment, you know, this is where we want to be.
You got a high mortgage, dog.
Oh, no, that's not mine. That's just, I thought that was like average.
Yeah. Well,
I just thought I was really poor.
Jeez, if you got it in the past year. All right.
Yeah.
I'll plug it in for the pod. I'm not crazy about the Dotson one, but I love Dotson, so we'll keep it in there. I don't know, 5 for 855. Should I do Chicago plus, should I make an alt spread plus seven and a half to, you know, get over that number? Or just keep it plus six? We already got great
odds. I would keep it plus six, because you got to remember that when you're building the SGP, it's similar to the single gamer, which I'm not trying to take it back over to the single gamer or anything like that.
Yeah.
But you're telling yourself a story, and the SGP just allows you to tell that story in great detail.
But you don't have to be perfect. I could get Chicago plus seven and
right.
a half.
Yeah, we're wide open on
it
this.
It would
one.
Bring it down to what? I would, instead of winning 855, I'd win. I don't know, probably, you know, 780 or something.
There you go. Yeah, and to cross over that seven barrier, I like it. And I do think Jahan would be my anytime pick here. I'm just kind of looking through, because I didn't really dig too deep into the matchup. I just
brings it down to 650
on the surface what I wanted to
do. Oh, that's too much. That's too much.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
That's too much.
It takes all
right, plugging
it
in.
But should note, looks like there's going to be some pretty big injuries here. The Bears have ruled out their top cornerback, Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, they're in bad shape.
And safety, Eddie Jackson.
They're in bad shape.
And what is FS? Free safety?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they did that. Jaquan Brisker with the hammy also
out. Chicago's
added.
In bad shape. Sam Howell's
passing.
They are
really banged up.
Sam Howell's passing props, 239.5, which I actually think is kind of high for him. I mean, 239.5 for Sam Howell, I mean, I think that's pretty high for him. But again,
maybe. I think he's got there twice when I was looking, because he was.
But he might not even need to throw in this game. I would take the under on that.
Right.
I would take the under.
I don't know, though, man, because it's like throwing against a JV team.
It's true. It's true.
It's like practice shit.
Brian Robinson, 64.5 is his over under. Might just take the under on Gibby's 17.5 rushing prop. I don't know. I could see.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed.
17.5 for
it
him.
It was 30-40 last week. The gap did narrow quite a bit. Of course, that probably had something to do with the game script, which ended up going to overtime, so it couldn't have been that much of a blowout.
Just to give
maybe something to monitor.
Just to give out a
something
couple more.
Something for us to hold hope.
Couple more lines to look at. DJ Moore receptions over under 3.5, but heavily juiced on the 3.5 over, you know, -154. So just something to watch out for there. And if you're trying to bet quarterback passing touchdowns, I hate when they do this shit. Like Justin Fields is his over under is 0.5, but if you pick the over 0.5, it's -245. So that makes that hard to bet. You might as well, you know, if you think he's going to throw some in, maybe just do the alt, like two passing touchdowns for plus 200 instead.
Who would be the like the dump down guy for Chicago that's going to be scouring the short area of the field? I think that's who I would want here. Although you could pretty much say that's the setup in every game. So
yeah,
you know, they're used to it by now.
I'm telling you, I kind of like the Sam Howe under 239.5. I do kind of like that. If you want to,
you got a sack on you because I'm gonna be hard pressed to.
If you're
bet
playing single
on
game
any
parlays,
success for Chicago, but should, right, that's yeah, what we're trying to hit a long shot.
He
here
can be efficient and throw. I mean, he could throw for two touchdowns and be under 240.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you pair that with, Brian Robinson over rushing.
There you go,
something like that.
And Brian Robinson under touchdowns. I mean, it's just, it's uncapped how deep you can go on some of this shit.
Yep.
You can really tell the entire story of the game.
All right, just want to get some notes out there for that one little bonus episode for you guys. First half total, we got 22.5. Probably lean under. All right, let's get out of here, Beer. Let's go have some fun. You want to go down to the flying pig?
Defense versus quarterback. Get it in there. One last injury update that I just saw. Looks like Fields is getting his left guard back, Tevin Jenkins. And that could be huge because...
Well, he needs all the help he can get,
yeah,
especially in this matchup.
I mean, honestly, it seems like he's taking just punishing blows from behind over and over again, stemming from his unwillingness to get rid of the damn ball. But that's also for another show. So that news kind of sucks for the Beaver build, but I think there'll still be plenty of sacks to go around. I don't think this guy, Tevin Jenkins, is going to come in and save the day. So,
hey, good job. Good heads up on the injuries there. I didn't even add those.
Thanks.
Great. Listeners appreciate it.
Yeah,
I know you
today
do, Australia. All right, we're out of here.
Love you guys.
Yep.